Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
What do you want to say today? What do you want to know? Time started slipping away. Hey. When we started getting old, the rainbow never lost its true meaning. Indigo children arrive, prophecy to be born. Recognize the signs that are around you. Time to shine that light and break out from the norm. The universe is calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. Universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. Universe is calling you. When you gonna pick it up? Whoa, life is so much more than that 9 to 5. It's so much more than the zeros and ones. We're living out of tune and rarely feel truly alive. When's the last time you it's reflected in the sky. See, we are the rainbow children sent here to unify. You may not see it yet, oh no, but it's coming, oh yeah. I sing these songs to prophesy. The universe is calling you to raise your daughters and sons. The universe is calling you. There's some healing work to be done. The universe is calling you. Build a legacy of love. The universe is calling you. Tell me when you're gonna pick it up. 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 Whoa.
Now, Mukurei, we are all rainbow children indeed. Together we make a beautiful color, beautiful view. Can you see that beauty in you that is reflected in the world? The universe is calling you, saying, I am you. I am you. Remember who you are. Yes. Mukurei, thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And we go one step further and say this.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. The universe is calling you. The universe is supporting you. What you want, wants you. The time is now. Mukurei started the show off with Rainbow. If you want to find out more about Mukurei, you can go to ReverbNation.com, ReverbNation.com/4directions, for the number 4, directions. Yes, it is that time for Spiritual Tag Team. I've been drinking my Gatorade, I've been bouncing in the ring. Betty's like, oh, stop it, relax, I got this. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I got to psych myself up. But Betty was like, no, calm down, it's not that deep at it. I said, I can't help it. I can't help it. Whoopsie, let's try this. Okay, see, somebody played a trick on me there. That's what happens when you multitask. Let's try this. Let's try this. Okay, I won't do that yet. Ah, you are listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Life Coach Ade and Psychic Betty Pegues, who is going to be doing her thing. We're going to just going to help you break all those illusions, the things that are blocking you, the walls in front of you. We're going to break it down. We're going to smash it. Just with one word, but when you call in, you'll find out. Isn't that right, Betty?
That is right.
I love it when you're always so ready.
I am ready.
Ready, ready, ready. Yes, indeed. And before we jump into that, let me just give you some quick announcements. We just want to give you some updates on some guests that are coming. We're going to have a pet psychic. So those of you who have a pet, if your pet is kind of going through changes, and you're quite can't quite figure out. You go to the vet and you're forking out money and they're telling you that they got insurance. You know, you just want to know what's really going on with the soul of your pet. You're going to have a pet psychic. We're also going to have a medium if you want to communicate with the people on the other side. She'll be here.
Yeah.
We're also going to have a father who whose son is autistic, and he went on a spiritual journey to find answers to what his son was dealing with. That's coming up. If you want to find out more about the father who went on a spiritual journey with his son, you can just, not now, later on, you can Google or go to YouTube and do The Horse Boy. Is it The Horse Boy? Yes, it is. And a documentary about the father, the family, the whole family, really, just very inspiring. You know, the love of a father to find healing for his son. Just a beautiful story. So he'll be joining us real soon. We'll give you date and all the other good stuff. Life is good and it's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. The date is July 13th, 2011. The place is Life Conversations Radio Lounge. The hosts are Life Coach Ade and Psychic Betty Pegues. Hold me back, Betty. Hold me back. Hold me back. Hold me back. Please say something. Hold me back.
I'm holding you. I'm holding you.
Okay. We're ready. We're ready. You know, sometimes some illusions have been around for a long time, so I need to really get myself all wound up. No, I don't want to do that. I want to be relaxed. I want to be relaxed. So how are you doing today, Betty?
I am doing great. I'm doing fantabulous. I'm doing marvelous. Is there another adjective you can give me that means superb?
yes, we have so much going on here. This is a place where we help you to laugh, and while you're laughing, we'll drop some truth into you. Bam! You go like,
well, we definitely going to do that today. We definitely going to do that today.
Yes, we are.
You know,
we're all excited.
We're interrupting each other.
Okay, let me go first. But I just wanted to add, because we also have a guest that's going to be joining us, Zoe. Zoe is going to be bringing to us something he developed called the process, something you can do for yourself to just declutter your own heart, your own mind, to really feel grounded in every given moment. He'll be joining us as well. There's a lot going on with Betty on my side. Ooh, Lord, brace yourself. Life Conversations Radio is going, taking it to the next level. And so much more I want to say, but I won't right now. I just save it for later. Go on, Betty.
Okay, you know, I want to start this show off today a little different than I have always started off with you. And that's, you know, I want to, you know, give a bit of gratitude today, followed by a quote that will sum up what else I'm going to say after that. I always start off with a message from the guides at the end, but I now do it at the beginning to get it out of the way so that we can get in as many callers as we can. So right now I'm going to give a message of gratitude, and I give this message at my workshops because it's such a beautiful message that I decided to repeat it at the workshop, so I'm going to do it to you. So everybody, if you may, take a deep breath as we give thanks. Thank you, God. Thank you for this show and for this life and for the wonder of this moment. Thank you for everything that has ever happened to me. Is happening now and will happen for me. Thank you for my guides, my angels, my soul, and all that is life, for all of it has produced the perfection of this next breath and the glory of who I am now going to be. Thank you, God, for expressing yourself through me. So, thank you.
Thank you for that gratitude expression. I feel it, I sense it, and I am that. I am grateful. I am grateful. And just real quick, let me just recognize those of you in the chat room. Aisha is in the chat room. Silent listeners, disguised as guests. If you want to chat in the room, you can register with Blog Talk Radio. That allows you to interact in the chat room with everybody else. My life journey is in the chat room. Red Cricket is in the chat room. Virtual Office Center, Electra, lighten up the whole universe. Thank you for being here. Tamara is in the house. Gussie is in the house. some other people are in the house. Celeste's in the house. Everybody's in the house. The guys, the angels. Tanya is in the house. Thank you all for being here. We welcome you. Go ahead, Betty. I know you're
Yes, yes. So I want to start off with this quote from one of my favorite authors. You know who that is, Ade. And he writes, life, as you call it, is an opportunity for you to know experimentally what you already know conceptually. You need learn nothing to do this. You need merely to remember what you already know and act on it. And that's from, if I'm correct, book one of Neil Donald Walsh's Conversations with God. You know, I am happy to be here again today. It seems like forever that we've done a spiritual tag team show, doesn't it?
And, it does.
It just feels like forever. But I am here every day with Ade behind the scenes. But twice a month I get to come out and play with him over the past 6 months of listening to this show and just talking to people in general. I became very aware of how we don't like to take credit or acknowledge our own creations. And that's mainly because we're unaware of what we are creating. We know the law of attraction is working in our lives, but we tend to think it has an on and off switch. We know our words are powerfully creative, yet we don't realize that most words we use negate a negative. We know we are powerful beings, yet we wait for someone or something to direct us in what to do and how to do it. We know God, our guides, and our angels, ascended masters, etc., are constantly nudging us toward our own power and our own experiences, yet we insist on giving it back to them. So before going into readings today, I want to share with you a few things, just indulge in me, that if you can just adapt them or take them in, will change your life immensely. The first thing is the most powerful words in the universe are I am and I feel. Anything you put in front of these words are powerfully creative. So be aware of what you say behind the word I am and I feel. Be aware of the words that negate a negative, which will actually stall, push, or sometimes even stop you from getting what you're trying, what you're putting out to create. So here are some of those words that you need that seem very positive, but to the law of attraction negate the negative. I want, I need, I hope, I wish, I'll try, I'll do my best, I desire, I'm okay, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm sorry, I'll give it a shot, I'll think about it. Now, some of these might seem shocking to you, because these are the most common words we use every day, all the time. So just know that these particular statements are actually doing the opposite of what you want. And if you want to know more about that, you know, shoot me an idea, an email, and I'll be happy to help you. The second thing is assign everything a reason or a purpose rather than looking for one. Then choose how you decide to feel about it rather than seeing how you feel about it. I'm going to say that again. Assign everything in your life a reason or a purpose rather than looking for one. And then choose how you decide to feel about it rather than seeing how you will feel about it. The third one is know that nothing in this life is real. As long as you think every experience you're experiencing is real, you will imagine yourself with no power to change it. The meaning of the experiences you have are the meanings you give to it. So, once again, whatever you're experiencing is the meaning you give to it, what you gave to it. Don't let another's perception and experiences of life dictate to you how to live your life. The fourth one is, and I said this one on the show, I think a couple of days ago, do not resist opposite of anything you wish to create and experience. Instead, embrace and see it for what it is. Never oppose what opposes you. Compose yourself and then compose it. At any moment of difficulty or challenge in your life, you have a choice. The first choice is opposition, which you oppose what you're experiencing, or composition, where you compose what you choose. Finally, know your addictions. Well, not finally, but almost last but not least. Know your addictions. And you may think, I don't have any addictions. But know this. You are addicted to a person, place, or experience if the absence of it causes you to lose your kindness in who you are. 6, know when your energy has shifted out of alignment with you. You know this when things matter to you that shouldn't. That is a huge sign that your energy has shifted out of alignment with you. When you are engrossed in anger and upset and bothered by something that has no bearing on you whatsoever. 7, the last two are the most important things. Never go anywhere to learn anything. Instead, go to remember. Even coming to this show, you come here to remember. We're not here to teach you anything. We're here to jog your memory. We know everything we ever need to know about this universe. We're just asleep behind the wheel, and someone needs to shake us and wake us up a little bit. So never go anywhere. When you go someplace to learn, you're telling the universe, I don't know. And if you don't know, sometimes you fall asleep. Sometimes it's hard to download information. But yet, if you tell the universe, I'm going in to remember what I already know, it is now going to open you up so that you can download and even begin to remember some things. You're making a statement. So go to remember. Never go anywhere to learn. And finally, never look upon anything as your power, your source of power. You know, we all love to wear crystals and sages and read cards and talk to guys and angels and all of these things. And often we do this too much. We give it our power. We say we can't be a certain thing or a certain situation unless we have the aid of these things. Use them because you like to and because they enhance who you are. These things are enhancements. They're not your power source. When you use them as your power source, you will be headed for disappointment sooner or later somewhere down the line. So if you can remember those things, if you want me to send them all to you, I can. But just applying some of those things in your life, hopefully all of them, you will see a huge difference in how you view the world, see the world, and create it. So having said that, Ade, I said
I'm here. There's some thoughts to come up for me, even questions, but we'll leave that till maybe we'll, I don't know, tomorrow's show. We've got so much packed into tomorrow's show because Electra, virtual office center, said, really? I say I desire that is pushing things away, but we won't talk about that right now. There are people waiting in line, and they're like, okay, come on, come to my questions. But there's a lot, maybe we actually do a show on Monday. Well, Monday or Tuesday to go through this and talk about law of attraction again and the words that we speak. I think we should do that because I have some questions. I'm sitting there going, huh? Okay. So.
I know, isn't it? I mean, these are the words we use every day, and we really don't realize that these words negate a negative. And so this is why we're often not getting what we're putting out, and then we blame the law of attraction, not realizing that we're actually using words that is actually stalling what we want. And okay. The most common word is I want and I desire and, you know, I'll try. And I'm going to say one really quickly. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. How many of you out there have said that at least once this week or twice? Someone come up to you and they say, hey, how you doing? I'm okay. I'm fine.
Well, it doesn't mean bad, right?
It don't
well,
mean
Nova Chuck and I are going to have a face-off on Monday.
I know. But what is
we're about to have a face-off.
Yeah, but what happens when you say that is the law of attraction then sends things to you that will always make you just okay. You will never get anything to make you fantastic and great. You're making a statement of who you're being. You're saying, I'm okay. So, yeah, it's going to continue to send you things, but it's only going to continue to send you things that make you feel okay.
I'm having a thought here. I think we're going to continue tag team on Monday. You be for law of attraction. I'll be against law of attraction because I'm hearing some things and I'm like, ooh, don't go there. I understand I need, I want. I desire. Okay, so anyway, 347-426-3346. This is spiritual tag team where we. You said what?
I said, trust me on this.
like I said, Monday we're going to bring it. We're going to be on the opposite side of the ring.
Let's take calls.
People be waiting patiently. We'll take calls and we'll take your questions on Monday. I want to take Love Attraction to shreds. Yes, I said it. I don't care if you bring Abraham Hicks. I'm going to take Love Attraction to shreds because I can. Now, let's take a call. Let's go to James, 347-426-3346. There are a lot of you on the phone line. If you have any questions, questions, make sure you press 1 on your keypad so we'll come to you. And now we are going to James in New Jersey.
James.
Where'd he go? Where'd James go? James! No, we ain't here yet. Where'd he go? Okay, James. Law of Attraction just boned you off. I guess you said I try to connect.
You said I try to get on that line today.
Or maybe it was, when are they going to take my call? So let's move on to the next person, and we'll come back to James. This is area code 951. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Hello.
I know,
how
right?
are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
What's your name?
My name is Natasha.
Natasha, okay.
Yes. And I wanted to see if I can get some insight into romance, what you pick up for me in that area of my life.
Okay,
to you,
so
Betty.
Are you looking for romance?
You know.
Yes.
What intentions are you putting out there for it?
What intentions am I putting out there? Well, I don't know what you mean by that when you say what intentions
okay.
am I. Are you saying what am I doing?
You know, when you wake up in the morning, do you say something like, you know, today I'm going to be aware of any attraction, you know, any guy who's attracted to me today? Today I tend to vibrationally match myself with the person I would like today. What I mean is when you want a relationship, you have to do the things and put the energy out there to get one. So that's why I was asking, are you looking for one? Are you putting things out there for one? Or are you sitting back and saying, oh, it would be nice to have a relationship?
I would say that I don't physically probably say the words that you're saying, but I'm thinking it, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't physically
just
go in the mirror and say, yeah, but I'm thinking
all right.
it.
Okay. Let me put it this way. The energy around you right now, I want you to keep thinking it, but I want you to now put out an intention, okay? And what I mean by that is, first of all, just figure out who you are. And the reason I say that, because we always give back to us what we are vibrationally being. So
right.
if in your life, for instance, you are confused, crazy, you know, I hate my job, I hate the world, yet I want a man. Guess what you're going to get? Okay.
Right.
You're going to
exactly.
get someone a little bit like that. So
right.
first we need to find how we want to be so we know who's coming to us. Okay.
Okay.
Then we
okay.
want to send out the intentions that that person will come at the right time. And let me tell you, you have a tendency to be a little impatient when it comes to guys. It comes and comes to things. And one is coming, but your patience level is just a little bit low right now with a lot of things. And this is a person that's going to come that's going to cause you, you know, a little balance. And sort of a person who likes to party a little. So know that there is a person probably energetically around you, but based
mm-hmm.
on what you're being, it's not connecting with you right now.
Okay.
What do you like to do for fun?
I don't know. Actually, I enjoy anything that has to do with exercise. I enjoy reading, so I spend a lot of time at anything to do with books and artsy stuff.
Okay.
And every once in a while, I like to go dancing as well.
Okay. Try to crack some jokes on something while you're doing all that.
You gotta loosen up.
Okay.
Gotta loosen up. That's what she's saying. Okay. I'm listening again.
I'm saying that because this person really has a sense of humor. And like
okay.
it, if you're too serious energetically, you might go right past that. So
okay.
just show your humorous side. You know, you don't, you know, when you go looking for something,
mm-hmm.
you don't get it. It won't come. You just
right.
got to be yourself. And energetically around you, there is someone that will catch your eye and vice versa. You just have to be patient. And it's actually closer than you think. So, but, you know, when you were telling me everything you love to do, I didn't hear nothing humorous in there at all. I didn't hear I like to go to a comedy club or watch comedy
but
shows.
But, you know, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, there's various things. Actually, I do go to comedy clubs a lot, actually.
Okay.
I do various things. I do various things, you know?
Okay.
I enjoy lots of different things.
Okay, so what your guys are saying is, you know, put on that funny bone hat of yours, you know, take, you know that that person is there, and once you start doing that, you will meet someone a little sooner than you think. Don't get impatient, but things are happening behind the scenes for you as far as romance is concerned. I think that once you start loosening up and just enjoying you and taking him out of the equation, he comes in it. And so... just let me say, you know, there is someone. Put out the intention
okay.
of what you want. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, as I listen, I'm thinking, you know, you talked about law of attraction, and this universe is a universe that always says yes. So even, Natasha, when you asked, you said you wanted to know what's around you, around romance. Like, maybe there's something, maybe not. See, you are one, you're an extension of God of sorts, so you can have what you want. I know sometimes in spiritual community, like someone said to me one time, we don't always talk about relationships, but I don't know what that person's talking about because I do. The thing about it is if you want to be in a relationship, as Betty was telling you, set the intention. Be ready, be willing, knowing that you already walk as if you're in it already because we only attract to us what we are vibrational match to. If you wake up saying, it will be good to be in a relationship, the universe says, yes, it will be good to be in a relationship. But when you say, I am ready now, I am ready to be in a relationship, I'm open, I'm receptive, and it's like you're going to the grocery store. You don't go to the grocery store and say, it'd be nice to buy some groceries. You know exactly what you want. So be specific. Make a list if you need to, how you want the man to look. But then when you make your list, when you put the intention out, release the list and the prayer with this or something better. And let the universe take care of the details that you missed because you're not seeing the bigger picture. But if that's what you desire, the universe said yes. If you're feeling it, it's the universe saying you can have it. So when you get the desire, law of attraction, when you get the desire, give thanks. Embrace it and walk knowing it's going to happen. Pay attention to the people around you. If someone is looking at you before you judge them, pay attention. Maybe that's the answer. It could be the guy that you're not really ready to pay attention to that will be looking at you. And I put that nicely. It could be. But just pay attention to the people around you. Be willing to look beyond the physical eyes. That's what I have to say.
Right. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Okay. And then
well,
one more thing.
Uh-huh.
You're so welcome. But I just want to say this, and this is for everybody who's going to call in today about putting out, you know, your affirmations and what you want. You know, your ego mind is very powerful, and it's been playing with you all your life. So if you were to say, I am now having a man, I am now with a man, your ego mind is going to go, really? You know, why are we sitting here alone? You know, you're crazy. So what you want to say is, and this is how we're using the law of attraction. Boy, are they, we're going to have some fun Monday, aren't we? But this is
we're going to have some fun.
we have a guest that's coming on the show on the 20th, which is next week, and he said this to me, and it jarred me, and I thought I knew everything. And he said, you know, instead of, you know, putting out an affirmation, I am now having this, I am now having that, so that you now have to tussle with your ego mind to deal with it, say I am creating space for. So you can say, I am now creating a space for my partner, for the person I want to be with. What happens then is that the universe says, all right, we're going to go into you and clear out anything that's blocking that from happening, thus creating the space. And then we will bring that to you. So just put out every morning, I am now creating the space to have a relationship with a person that's in alignment with me. And just saying that is going to make a difference.
Okay. Thank you, Natasha.
Okay, thank you so much for your insight. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're listening to Spiritual Tactic with Life Coach Ida and Psychic Betty Pegues. As we said, for those of you who are not online, make sure you tweet, text, share on Facebook, like the page of all your friends, at least 10 of your friends, even if you don't have 10 friends. If you only have one, share one with your friend and nine with your haters. You know, by the time they finish listening to us, they'll be your friends. So it's okay. It doesn't matter what you call them. Just let people know about this show and the shows to come. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you guys, you better listen to Monday's show because I am ready for Monday already. So let's go to James in New Jersey.
Oh, James is
Hello.
Back.
James is back. He went on a life journey, that's what it was, but he's back. Hello, James.
Hello.
What's your question?
Hi, James.
My question, I guess, when would I be in a really good relationship?
Okay, your guys are saying, when do you want to be in one?
I would actually like to meet somebody now, like soon. You know, I'm ready for that.
You're ready for it? Okay, so what I'm going to do is, and your call is very much like Natasha's was, which
yeah.
She also was wondering. So a lot of what I said to her can apply to you as well. But I will look now. It seems as if right now it seems like you're going through a transition right now in your life. You know, there's a lot happening there.
Well,
I
moved into a new place in March, a new apartment.
Uh-huh.
So that was a good situation, and it's even a better situation now where I'm living.
Right. What happened is you went through the transition, and it is solidifying for you. The foundation for that place is getting strong. You know, you still want to watch your money and everything just a little bit when you're dealing with that. But it seems like are you planning on going to school or anything like that? Are you looking to learn something new?
I want to. I'm going to have to see what I'll be good at because I've been on SSI for since 2002 or 3. I think 2003.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that, because there's a lot of energy around you in that area. I know you're saying you want a relationship right now, but the energy, if you were to get one right now, it probably wouldn't be the best relationship for you because there's a lot of energy around you trying to, you know, settle down and really figure out where you're going. However, there is someone around you it's a person that when you're with them, you probably won't see it as a relationship type person.
Okay.
But it develops into that. So this is a person that's a good friend, maybe a person you like hanging out with and doing things with. But you would notice as you start really settling into what you want to do and where you want to go, that energy will open up for you and this person, and bam, there it is. It's all of a sudden this person becomes interesting to you. So what your guys is trying to say is as you start working more on yourself, you're going to attract this person who would then enhance you, you know, as you continue to do these things. Right now you can attract somebody, but it probably wouldn't work out for you as you would like it because whenever we are saying, I want a relationship right now, I want a relationship right now, I want one, we will get one, and it will be a little rough getting it. simply because of the word I want, which I mentioned earlier. But it's going to be a little rough getting it and obtaining it because it's not coming from the right source. So what they're saying is we need you to settle on a few things. You're still going through a little shift right now, not a big shift. And as you settle down into that, once again, say like I told Natalie, I'm now creating the space for a relationship.
Okay.
And trust who the universe is sending into you. Don't put a picture or location or place or how this person's supposed to be. They will send the right person to you. But it's always about working on ourselves and then saying, I am now creating the space for this relationship. I'm ready for it now, not because I want one, you know, but because, you know, I just want it right now. So anyway, get the word want out and use the word I'm creating. I am
okay.
creating, you know, I am now attracting to me. I am now feeling aligned. You're making positive statements about this person. And then start doing, what do you do for yourself for fun?
Listen to music.
Music, perfect.
Listen, I love music. I've always loved music. I take walks, you know. I hang out with my family. I take a lot of walks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a dog, Gigi. She's like 3 years old. She's my Boston Terrier.
Walking? Perfect. Music,
yeah.
Walking. Animals, dogs, perfect. Enjoy these things. Love these things. And then what you're going to do is you're going to shift your energy. And because you said I'm creating a space, you know, for a relationship right now, you'll see that drawn to you. It really is that easy, despite what anybody might tell you. So just put that out there, put that intention out there,
now,
and then just be you.
See, I can't. I know it's just a girl that I know now, but I can't.
Uh-huh.
But somebody else said that to me, and I can't figure out like who, because there's certain people that I talk to, but I don't see that much. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And
this is the thing: you're figuring it out. Don't figure out. When you figure something out, you're in your mind. Feel it. When that person comes to you, it's going to feel right. You're just going to know it. But if you're trying to figure it out, you're
okay.
too much in your ego mind. You know, just feel it. You're just going to know it. It's just going to be, wow, this feels great. You know, when I'm with this person, it just feels wonderful. When you start hearing yourself say these things, now you're with that person. But if you're trying to figure it out, what are you comparing it to? Who are you figuring it out against? So don't figure out. Just feel it.
Okay.
If you got two or three girls, have fun.
Actually, this is a good place for me to jump in, because I want to ask you, James. You said you're ready for a relationship. So when you say you're ready for a relationship, what actions are you taking towards that readiness?
Well,
what actions have you been taking?
I became more spiritual in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I got my own place. This year, I started going to church. I stopped drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped smoking cigarettes. And back in 2010, and I so this has been like the last couple of years has been a real change for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't go to bars anymore because I don't want to. I actually don't want to meet a girl from a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you never know where you're going to meet the girl. So let me jump in here. You never know where you're going to meet her. But here's the thing. What else have you been doing? Because you said you're ready for a relationship, and I hear the life change and the life changes that you've been through. And Betty was talking about the transition you're going through. How are you going out on dates?
Well, I was hanging out with this girl from my church and we're really good friends. And me and her, like, I guess we went on dates last year, but it was more than. But it kind of opened, because before her, I didn't go on dates at all because I was in a marriage and I had to get used.
Well, I'm glad you didn't go on a date
because
you're in a marriage now. I'm glad you didn't go on a date because you're in a marriage. That would have been messy. What I'm saying is, regardless of what you call it a date, now that you're not in a marriage, it's like make time to meet with the female friends that you have. Talk with them, share with them. Maybe just someone, even if it's somebody you're not wanting to be in a relationship with, just talk to them. Tell them what you want to know. Tell your friends that you're available.
That,
oh, no, I tell them. I told my friends, my church, and the friends of, like, what kind of, you know, what kind of person that I would like to meet for myself.
Right, right. But I'm also saying, okay, so now you don't go on an advertisement spree and telling everybody, but you just mentioned when the time is right, but at the same time,
I don't go and tell everybody I'd ever see what I want, but the people
right.
that know me know what kind of
right, okay.
person I would want.
Great. So whatever you want in life, the best way to make it happen is to take action.
Okay.
And Betty said to you, when you stand in the place of figuring out, when you have to figure out, you have to stop. Instead of figure out, you can listen in, you know, listen. So if you see somebody that you think, well, maybe something's happening, then take time to just listen and ask Spirit, ask God, ask the universe to guide you. What's happening here? What do I need to do here? But more importantly, relax about it. Relax. Have fun with it, and when you are completely ready, when you know you're ready within yourself, you will attract just the right person for you.
Amen to that. And, you know,
yeah.
and I'm going to say really quickly, James, I pulled an angel card for you.
Yes.
And guess what the card was? It was listen.
Listen?
Listen. You know, and the thing, it said stay in a quiet and receptive state without worrying about the exact nature of your desire in manifestation. So, once again, it's saying, you know what, you've already put it out there. You're doing the work. You got the place. You stop drinking. You don't go to bars. Hey, you want to move to Utah? You did everything, you know.
Oh, many year old trip.
Listen, I mean, we see the guys out here now. Like, man,
that's right. James, thank you very much for bringing so much joy, and we know you're going to attract just the total person for you. You are listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Life Coach Hadde and Psychic Betty McGee. You never know what we're going to come up with. I tell Betty how funny she is. I'm telling you guys, Betty is, oh my God, Betty's funny, as you can see. And so just brace yourself. We're going to take a quick station break. We'll be right back. The number is 347-426-3346. We're going to try and get through everybody. There's a lot of hands up, a lot of people on the switchboard. Sherry, I need you to be a little bit clearer with your message. You asking something and you're told yes. You said, let's see, happy to finally have time, blah, 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 blah. I was hoping to ask my guys, angels, what is the huge shift that's happening in my life. As I'm being told, it's almost here. Is it Troy? I'm being told yes. So what's the question you're trying to find out? If you're being told yes, what, you don't believe it? Be a little bit more specific. What shift are you talking about? And I forgot to give this to
I know she's talking about it. And when we come back, I'll answer that. Okay.
Oh, she listen to her in the chat room. Betty knows what I'm asking. I will block you in the chat room. No, you better take your shoes off before you come in my house. Don't make me have you call in. Oh, boy, don't get me started.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. 347-426-3346. 347-426. Say that again, Betty.
I said Sherry's too much, but we're going to get to her because, you know, I already got her answer. So let's take our break and...
Apparently, she got her own answer, too. She was told yes. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Love.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to 4parents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. We host the best show in the whole planet. And we know you are enjoying the show, having fun. 347-426-3346. Let's take another call here. Actually, we're going to do Sherry. They know
Sherry.
What I'm asking. Sherry, I mean, don't let me come over there. Where is she? Is she in Utah?
No, she's not.
Take your shoes off before you come into my house. Go ahead, Betty.
Okay, Sherry, you know, I pulled three cards for Sherry really quickly, and I'm going to tell you, if there are any three cards that I want to get, these are the three. And it's about your destiny card. Right now there's so much wonderful energy around you, Sherry. Really, you have a lot of manifestation energy around you. There's no way you shouldn't be getting the things you're trying to create for yourself right now. So keep that in mind. Really put out that intention. Create that space for it. It is your time to be in the spotlight. You know, I'm getting new beginning, and ending. So a lot of things that you have been doing to prepare for this moment is just about over, and a new fresh start is about to happen. So when it comes to Troy and being with him, I don't know what you've been doing. I don't know what you've been creating for yourself, but you're about to see it come full circle and come back around to you in a big way. And so just keep doing it. So that's what I'm saying.
Yes, take it back. Life is good and it's getting better. Oh, I got so much entertainment going on in my head. Let's bring Gussie in the house. Gussie, you are live. Where are you calling from? Gussie. G-U-S-S-I-E. Gussie is using Skype. So the Skype name is Gussie is here. I don't know if that's okay. A real name.
No, that's not my real name.
Okay, give us your real name. Let's keep it real and give us your real name.
My name is Allison.
Allison.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Okay, Colorado. Okay.
Yeah. What's your question? Colorado. How can we help you?
Well, I just moved here, and as everything is up for newness. I'm looking to get back, restart my life across the board. Looking for employment, good employment, meaningful employment, and get back into the career that I have been out of, and also looking for a roommate situation, you know, shared roommate situation, And so far haven't been at all lucky with the roommate situation. So I'm really wondering whether I ought to put the career, put the job search ahead of the lodging search, roommate search.
So you say, say that again, you're wondering if you should put the job search ahead of the roommate search? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, yes. You know, rather than trying to, because I'm staying in a motel and it gets really expensive. And so the money is a big factor, even on the weekly rates. It's not cheap. So,
I'm going to tell you what I see.
Okay.
And then, and my guys are really wanting Ade to handle this, but I'm going to tell you what I see. One of the things is there are a lot of things that are actually beginning to manifest for you. They're taking a little slow because perhaps in your thought process, you don't see things come maybe as quickly or as you thought they should, you might somehow been putting the energy out of lack or, you know, of I need this really quickly. As you said, this hotel room is expensive. And so at the one hand, you're putting out all of the good energy and everything. I moved. I made the right decision. But now things may be taking a little slower or longer than I want. And I'm beginning to become a little bit discontent and a little emotional. It gets scared when we're moving and we're staying in hotel rooms and this or that. What your guys want you to do is they're saying, look, you're on the right track. And you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Things are beginning to happen behind the scenes that you're not aware of. It means that if you've been putting out applications, if you've been putting out ads for roommates, if you've been doing these things, things are working. Things are going in a process. You have to understand they are trying to find vibrational matches for you. And sometimes that takes a little time for what you're wanting to do. They want you to just stand your ground, stand firm in what you want, what you need to do, and what you are trying to create for yourself. You know, but know that that you're right where you're supposed to be. No, and I know this seems hard when we're moving and we can't figure it out. But you're right where you are. They need you to get a little bit more quiet with yourself. Now, take the opportunity, okay? So as I had mentioned before, don't oppose any oppositions that are heading to you as you now begin to experience what you are putting out to create. So take the moment in that hotel room to just really be quiet. At least I'm grateful for this right now. I know things are about to come for me because, believe it or not, they are. You're about to get a little shift, and it's going to be a good one where you'll be able to relax a little. I don't feel your energy is relaxed. Are you saying something to me?
No, just listening.
Oh, okay. There was just a weird sound coming through. So what's about to happen is you're about to get a little shift in your energy. So it could be a job. It could be something that's going to cause you to relax. It's going to cause you to take a breath and say, whew, I can slow down now, you know, a little bit. Because it's going to come from stuff that you've been doing already. You know, you want to keep putting out applications. You want to keep looking for a roommate. Do not try to put them in order. Okay, don't say, oh, I shouldn't do it this way because of this don't happen. Apparently, your guys are saying you're doing it just the way you're supposed to be doing it. But don't get impatient with it. Take that out of the equation, and you will see things beginning to shift probably a lot sooner than you anticipate. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And then in relation to the job, especially since I'm an astrologer and I'm aware of Mercury retrograde coming up in August, and I'm very respectful of Mercury retrograde, I'd like to hear what your guides have to say on this. Does it seem like the best course of action right now to go with a temp agency?
This is the thing. You know, retrograde is coming up, and retrograde don't mean don't move. it means just be very cautious. Just if you go to a temp agency, just make sure they understand what you're saying, what you're looking for. They tend to, you know, retrograde is a time where you sort of slow down and go over everything that's been happening up to that point, you know, get through that. But it don't mean just to not do anything. Right now, what the guys are saying during this retrograde, what they need you to do is just take it easy. It's going to be a huge change for you during this retrograde. It's almost going to seem like a whirlwind. And they want you to just hold on but find a safe haven. And let me put it this way. It's like being in a tornado and you say, let me find a place to sit out while the storm passes. You're not fighting the storm.
Yeah.
So during this retrograde, they're saying you're not going to fight anything. They just want you to sort of relax. What they're saying right now, they need you just to chill out a little bit. You know, believe me, they are working with you. They're right there with you, working with you to get things done. But they're saying during the retrograde, you need to just hold on, find safe haven. Do some retrospective work, things mm-hmm. like that, until the storm passes,
mm-hmm.
and then go after what you want to do. Now, you can't put out applications during the retrograde, but you will have to just double check. You just have to call and say, "Hey, did you get my application? I put it out," or make sure you got everything written on it the way it should be. And then after the retrograde, you might have to go back and check again. But don't let a retrograde stop you. There are things we have to do. Now, I'm not sure about your astrology sign because the retrograde don't affect everybody. It depends also on your astrology sign. So it affects me sometimes and sometimes it don't. But I have sent out the intent when it comes to retrogrades that will always work in my favor. So you send out that intent too. Mm-hmm. This retrograde will not affect me and that, you know, I will get through it, but we let retrogrades scare us. Don't let it scare you, okay? But just know, and I'll let Ade take over, that, you know, things are shifting for you, and you will see that pretty soon. You've come out of a very sacrificing, stressful time, and you will see that turnover in your favor, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
And Allison, earlier you said at the beginning, you said you wanted to know if you do the roommate first or what. What's causing that decision? Should I go after a roommate first or what? What's the real deal? What's going on there?
Well, there's the obvious, the obvious expense of even a budget motel on a weekly rate is much
mm-hmm.
more than I anticipated or really can afford. Secondly,
right.
is that because I am I'm actually in a large city or town where I've never been before, and so having a place to land, a bed that is grounding, getting things out of my I have everything in my car. I have been on the road. I have been on the road in one way or another. I mean, with just going around everywhere with things in my car. For a week and a half. That's an uncomfortable
right.
feeling. It's also
it's also
potentially dangerous.
Okay.
So there are some really good reasons to just get somewhere, unload, breathe, proceed.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, let me say this. Really be aware of yourself. Be aware of your thoughts. Be aware of what you're creating. And I get what you're saying, but you said, okay, it's dangerous because that when you sit there, it's like, ooh, I felt my body just shiver. Okay, you've been out there and you're protected. Remind yourself when you find yourself thinking, oh, it's dangerous. First of all, recognize that what you won't want you, you're an extension of source, you're an extension of God energy, you're an extension of abundance. So if you get a job and a roommate at the same time, so be it. We don't always see the bigger picture. Actually, we don't. And it's a good thing that we don't see the big picture, what's going to happen next. Because I always say, if we know how our life is going to turn out, we will mess it up. Because we're either rushing to get there or trying to avoid something. So it's
uh-huh.
a day-to-day process. Understand that the universe, God, spirit, divine love, whatever name you want to call it, has got you.
remember that love as you move through this. You're in a place where you literally, you've taken a spiritual bungee jump. You're floating in the universe, floating in the wall, and just saying, ooh, I don't know, but this is the best place where the universe can totally hold you and put you where you need to be. But be aware when you step the world, but it's dangerous. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to have enough money. The universe has got you. I don't know how you found out about the radio show to call in, but this is part of it as well, that I got you. God in you, God as you is reminding you, I got you. So when you find your egoic mind, say, ooh, it's dangerous. Oh, no, wait, I am protected. Oh, my God, how am I going to survive? I am abundant. You remind yourself the truth. If you need to pull a card, if you need to just do whatever you need to do to bring yourself into alignment, to put yourself in the vibration of what you want, that's your work. We must always do something. We must always put the action. The action speaks of the process. All right?
Let me say something. I understand completely what you're saying, and I agree. And I didn't in any way mean to convey the impression that I'm driving around in fear. I'm not. I am, however, a very aware person. I know what's out there. Okay, I'm not dwelling. I'm just acknowledging things.
Right. Okay.
And I have had my car broken. I mean, just past experience. That's all I'm going to say. So I just wanted to put it there. I'm not dwelling. I just acknowledge. That's all. Okay.
I hear you.
Clarify.
And what Ade say and what you both say, you know, validate that. You know, I just want to say this really quickly. When I first moved to Utah, to this state, I came here with $250 in my pocket in a suitcase. And when I got off the plane, I realized I was homeless. The place that I was going to stay was no longer. So now I'm in a state I do not know about, $250 in my pocket, and I'm homeless. And I wind up staying in a motel for 2 months eating 7-Eleven hot dogs. But I was determined that this city was going to work for me. So you really, you know, I was grateful for that little room. It was in a not so great area. But I am now in a beautiful place, and life couldn't be better. So you have to, you know, just send out that intention. Like I did. I don't know how it's going to happen, God, but I do know it's going to happen. And each time it happens, it's going to be better than the last time. So I just wanted to say that, okay?
Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Allison. We are holding the highest of highs for you. We know all this truly well. You're listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Life Coach Ade and Psychic Betty Pegues. Betty is here for Spiritual Tag Team every first and second Wednesday of the month. We're going to be having some guests join us, so she will share her space with the pet psychic and the medium. Also, we're here for Ask Life Coach Ade Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Make sure you favorite the show, follow the show, that is, so you can get regular updates. And the number is 347-426-3346. Now, I'm going to take the next caller, but here's the thing. We're going to try and squeeze in as much people as we can. But if we don't, fear not. First of all, those of you that we've answered your calls, listen to the show again. I really invite you to listen to the show again because you will hear something you didn't hear before. And those of you that are holding, if you really listen with your inner ear, if you pay attention, we have spoken to what you're dealing with. So just in case we don't get to you, we already answered your question. But we just keep it moving. We keep it moving. Let's go to 716 area. Code, what is your name and where you're calling from?
Hello?
716.
Hello?
This line is busy now. Come on, come close to the phone now.
Oh, yes. My name is Audrey.
You said Audrey?
Yes.
Hello, Audrey.
Are you on the speakerphone?
Oh, no, not anymore.
Well, or Bluetooth? Because you sound quite distant. Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay. So
where are you calling from?
Oh, Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. Okay. I thought you said out here in the yard. I'm like, which yard? My yard? I don't see you.
No, Buffalo.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Audrey. What's your question?
Oh, I just wanted to see if any of my financial, changes, any financial changes in my life or job changes, opportunities.
Yes, there are definitely some some, first of all, there are changes coming to you big time, and they're going to happen, I wouldn't say like right away, but a little faster than you expect. What are you doing right now when you say my job opportunities, my financial changes? I assume those two go together. You get a job, your financial changes.
I was in a car accident, so I was waiting for my disability because I got hurt really bad and I had some health issues. So I didn't know which way I was going. I don't know what direction I'm going in.
Okay, so you're not working right now, of course, and you're saying, you know, you're on disability at the moment?
Well, I was waiting for it because I came down with fibromyalgia and then I had some health issues, you know, the fibromyalgia, and then I was in a really bad car accident. So I was dealing with a lot.
Well, your financial changes will get better. They are getting better, and it's going to come a little bit quicker. It seems like some things are working where you're going to start seeing it come. I don't know if you put out claims or if you have you put out job applications or anything or no?
Before I did, yeah, and then I just got really frustrated.
Right. Well, something's going to happen where your financial situation will change. It will not be as much as you initially want right now, but it will be enough. Let me put it that way. Now, also, are you thinking about going back to school or anything?
I was in school, and then I graduated with an associate's degree because I was a school teacher for hair design, and then I went back to finish my bachelor's, and then I had a take a semester off because I got really sick.
Okay. All right. So there's something that's going to come up where you're either going to think about going back to school, and this is going to come once you get a little more settled. Or, you know, right now you might be worried about the financial situation, the job situation, but that will shift a little bit for you. Like I say, it'll be enough. It won't be a whole lot, but it will be enough to cause you to calm down a little so that you can focus on other things. Does that make sense? But once that calms down, you probably are going to either meet somebody or think about either finishing school or meeting someone who is that's a very intelligent person who's going to help you further along with some things you're now wanting to do for yourself.
My boyfriend's
going
to help me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty level-headed.
Is he? And
yeah.
This is an older gentleman. Okay. So just know that energy is around you, that things will get better. All right.
Okay.
But they're going to get a little bit better. You know, if they've been bad lately, you're going to pretty quickly start seeing a shift. And I normally don't say time frames or anything like that, but what I'm getting is it's going to happen a lot sooner than you think.
Okay. Yeah, because every time I turn around, there's something like bad happening, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
Right. Mhm. It's been slowed down a little bit. Go ahead, Ade.
And I think also, Audrey, be really aware of where you are. I mean, I understand the whole thing about finances, money, and sometimes really money has become such a major distraction for myself. And I'm not saying it's not important. I know it is. But also be really aware. Now, take time to focus on things that you do have. Take time to be aware. So when you say, every time I look around, something negative, bad is happening. But if it's about just being grateful that you can talk, that you can call this show right now and get questions, just really be committed. Be committed to being the grateful goddess. Like, you know, I don't care what happens. I'm going to be grateful. I'm going to look for things to be grateful for in my life. And I will also say to you, take time to listen. Be still and listen. Listen to that inner voice. We all have it. Sometimes we're in this world and we think we're just being tossed in the wind. But sometimes we don't sit still long enough to actually hear what God is saying to us, what the Spirit is saying to us, what the still small voice is saying to us. The answer is right there. So when the things that are happening, good or bad, always ask yourself, what do I need to learn from this? And when you're in a place, if you're looking for work and you can't find work right now, ask yourself,
What am I passionate about? What do I love to do? Where can I volunteer? Where can I teach? Maybe I can teach an elderly how to read. Maybe I can help a young person to read. In the meantime, while you're giving of yourself and you're doing what you love, you create, you open up the channels for more abundance. Because instead of being at home or wherever, I don't know if that's what you do, but instead of being in a place where you're thinking, my life is not working out, my life is not working out, hey, if you compare that to working with a child or somebody who can't read and they're saying, thank you, you changed my life. I mean, that would set your vibration so high that you'll be attracting things to you, you know, that become just life to start, things to start coming to you. You know, goodness and mercy will be tracking you down. Everywhere you go, instead of bad things keep happening, it's like, wow, everywhere I turn, people want to give me something because you're giving to life. So as you move through this downtime, ask yourself, what am I passionate about? What do I love to do? Where can I volunteer? And then give what you can. Give what you can. And when you give, the universe will give back to you. All right?
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's go to the next caller area. Oh, I was meaning to say this. Maybe I wasn't supposed to say, but I'm going to say it anyway because I create my own reality. 347, that's not it. But 347-426-3346. But what I was going to say is I hope nobody's sending Betty private messages because I've been wanting to say do not send Betty private messages. Do not. But I didn't get to say it, so maybe you were meant to say it. So let's go to the area code. Betty would tell me later, and then next month I'll bring it strong. 502 area code, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Shirley calling. How are you?
Hello,
very well, Shirley.
Okay, I'm going to get this right. I'm going to get this right, okay? Because
yeah,
I've been listening.
Already. I feel like you're going to give us some a gift and tell a joke. You're like, hello, Sherry.
I was ready to laugh here.
Like, I know you don't have no question. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hey, I'm here to, now see, I had it off, you know, my mind's going blank now. I'm here to let you guys know that I am so very, very thankful for all the blessings that God has bestowed upon me, and to remember all of the huge, humongous financial blessings that I have.
Yes.
She's cracking her own self up.
I know, right? She's feeling so good. She's rocking her own self. Like,
she's passing the love to everybody. Okay.
Is that your gift for us, or you also have a question?
Well, I do, but I was trying to make it all positive and the way that you guys said to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you that. Just be real, because you're trying to bring anything other than that, we'll just gang up on you spiritually and break you down. Don't even try it. Just bring it as it is, okay? Don't you lose hope your life.
Yeah, that was what I was saying, because I've been listening, and you said to say remembering and to say thank you.
So you're giving thanks
for your money already. Great. Got it. Okay. So that gratitude sounds like what in the question?
It sounds like that I am blessed with a whole lot of money. Anyway. Karen, it's hard to put the question in question, but I guess I have to be real on the question.
It's hard to put a question in once you're given thanks. I understand. Okay, but go ahead and ask the question. Just ask the question the way you would. Okay.
Okay. Do you see anything significant that I need to be doing, or you can tell me what I need to do?
Great. So you're asking for focus.
Yes.
All right. Sure. That's what you're wanting. You know, let me tell you. The one thing your guides want you to focus on is that any problems or troubles that you have or had is really almost over.
Okay.
There is a lot of good things coming your way, really. And so they want you to focus on that. I mean, this is not a fluke that you came on the way you did. smiling and laughing and gratitude. Mm-hmm. You might have been trying to say it the way we wanted you to say it. But your guys and angels are saying, we got to form her lips right now because this is coming a little too close for her to let it go past her. So you have to do that. Another thing is there, you know, I don't know if you're looking for work or anything, but there's like a partnership that's coming up for you. There's somebody, an ally, somebody who's going to be coming in to help you with whatever adventure you're putting out there. Okay. You want to make sure, though, that you stay in balance when this person come in. You may have a tendency, because it seems like it's been a little bit that you've been able to just sit back and chillax, as I like to say it, and just be.
Yep.
And so you might have a tendency when you get this help, which is unusual, to say, you know what, I like this. Then I'm going to sit back for a little bit. And
okay.
Don't do it because the other person won't see it that way.
Okay.
They'll see it as they're doing a lot of the work and you're not. And they're not realizing that you are doing your share and you are in it to win it with them. It's
uh-huh.
just you've not, you know, it's probably been a spell a little bit before you've been able to just really feel good and relax and have somebody help you as much as this person's going to want to. So just keep it in balance and it'll go perfectly. They're saying, you know, there are, and I said this at the very beginning about not opposing what
uh-huh.
any oppositions that come to us.
Uh-huh.
And so they're saying you want to make sure you do that. You want to make sure that any opposition that comes, take a deep breath, compose yourself, and then relook at how you want it to see that's in alignment with what you're now getting brought into your life. Because, you know, you're about to get some things brought in, but there might be a few challenges in there that you're going to
okay.
have to step
okay.
back, and you're going to see they're very tiny. They're not big challenges. Let me put it that way, so don't even worry. But
uh-huh.
they are, all challenges are beneficial. You know, I love the challenges. It means you're getting more of what you are putting out to create, all right? You're sort of locking it in. So see those little oppositions, see the gratitude in them, see the gift it has, and keep moving, and that's what they want you to do. They just want you to stay focused on just how you presented yourself when you got online with us.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm just going to repeat what Betty said. You know, when you came in with so much joy that I actually didn't think you had a question. And even after you were glad, you said, I'm just starting to do what you guys said. After you stepped into that place of gratitude, you can even form the question anymore. Because once you've given thanks for what's coming, you can't, there's no lack. So thank you for that example.
Yeah.
No matter what is going on in your world, stay in gratitude. When you stay in gratitude, you shift your vibration, and you only attract to you what your vibrational match to. No matter what is going on, stay in that energy. I mean, you've got a beautiful energy. Just stay in that energy no matter what's going on. It's not being fake. Just be true to yourself.
Right,
Sherry?
Right. Thank you so much, and I just wanted to say that you hit it, both of you guys, you hit it on the head, because I am retired military, and for the past 11 years, pretty well, not the whole time, but the past, since 2006, that's what I've been doing, is chilling. So that tickled me when you said that. So thank you so very much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're very well.
And God bless
I'm
you.
I'm glad you've been God bless you. I'm glad you've been chilling. Being in the military, you need to chill for a while. I can't even imagine. We've got a few minutes to take your next call. Spiritual Tag Team with Life Coach Addy and Betty Pegues. And your area code is 336. What's your name and where you calling from? Yes, it's you.
Hello.
336.
Hello.
Yes, it's you.
Hello.
What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
It is really you. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you didn't say the entire number.
I wasn't going to give out your whole number. You're going to have people
thank you.
I ain't going to put
thank
you out
you,
like that you. Now. Come on.
Thank you. I appreciate
what's
that.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Christy. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, Christy from North Carolina. What's your question?
Okay. Actually, I have a question regarding my current job, and I'm in here right now. I have been listening all this time
mm-hmm.
outside of the lab, and then I walked back in. I'm just going to take a second to...
Yeah, don't talk about your job while you're in your job. You might need another job. That way I can't talk my supervisor behind me. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting out now. So the question is, seems like spirit, like everything in me seems as though I need to just leave. I don't have anything else set up.
To leave, you said?
Yes, just to leave
the current situation.
Okay.
From everything that I've looked at and felt and all of that, it just feels like I need to leave and just trust. Mm-hmm. And I'm just at the point, like, I've tried several different ways to communicate, try to rectify the situation. None of that seems to work. And a part of me, being that, of course, we need, you know, I was just listening to you talk about, you know, money is important, but that's really only the main reason why I stay in the situation, just for old comfort, securities, as far as actually being employed. So anyway, I would rather move on and pursue my passions.
Let me jump in there because we don't have a lot of time left. So
yeah.
What
okay.
is it you want to
okay.
know? I really
okay.
want to hear the story, but we don't have the time, and I want you to be able to get your answer. So what's the question that you really want to ask?
Sorry.
You know the question already. That's okay.
I just want to know if I should the question is that I've decided that I should leave without having something else set up for sure. And I just want
okay,
to know
good.
If...
So you want to know if that's what you should do, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool.
Okay. Let me say this really quickly. First of all, yes. I don't like to tell people yes, they should leave a job, but what I'm getting is you're going to see that once you do leave this job, that a lot of things will start popping up for you. You sacrificed a lot to stay in this job. They say that you have great problem-solving skills, but you're not using it. You're too much in your head whether you should stay, whether you should go. And just put out, I'm creating a space now for a new job, and it's going to come. They're saying things will be a little easier for you than you anticipate leaving this job without having another one in store. So don't put that fear out there that if I leave this one, I'm going to be stuck and I'm not going to be able to get this, that, and other. They're saying that's not the case. Okay, things will shift for you dramatically. Once you leaving a job is opening the space for what you want, what you're trying to put out to come. Does that make sense? So
yes.
I don't know if you have anything to add to that, but
that's kind of what I was thinking too. Well, not really thinking, but feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that. Mm-hmm. That once I actually make the decision and be clear. Then the universe will work with me to make everything else happen. So
Go ahead,
Betty.
You got abundance card. You got everything that's there for you. Your intuition is there for you. You're just a little bit too much in your head. You know, they're saying get out because there's a lot more that's going to happen for you. So that's what they're wanting to say. Okay.
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
Adi.
Okay.
I love what you're saying about what you really feel. I mean, your energy is so strong. You feel to me as someone who makes things happen. The universe will always provide your need. You already know what you need. You're just looking for confirmation. I say follow that inner guidance, and your inner guidance will never lead you wrong. You already know. Be still and just continue to listen. If I have to say anything to anybody, we can't get to the rest of the calls, be still. Take time to listen. Go for a walk and listen. But Christy, your name is Christy. You're the Christed One. You know what to do. Nobody can tell you nothing. You know what to do. Go forth and do it and listen. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Wow. Well, Spiritual Tag Team, every first Wednesday and third Wednesday of the month. Betty will be back next month, but she will be back behind the scenes tomorrow. For Ask Life Coach Ade. You can call in with your questions or you can email in. And we're getting ready to release the show. It's been a high-energy show, as always. And for those of you who were here earlier,
on Monday, Betty and I are going to, we're going to go for a dance with life, with law of attraction. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, and Monday's going to be fun. So, Betty, anything you want to say as we get ready to release the show?
You know, it's been great. I do want to say this very, very, very fast. Mahalie, I did pull a card for you. It says, what do you desire? And I'm just going to tell you what it reads. You have the opportunity to write the script according to your heart's true desire. Once you clearly decide upon your true desire and know that you're ready and deserving of them, they'll come into your life. So I hope that helped you with the car. But I've had a wonderful time. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. Listen to the show tomorrow, and especially Monday when we really get down with the law of attraction.
Ooh, okay? Life Coach Addie is going to bring it. So just what I want to say to everybody, just what Betty just read to Nahali, for everybody, what do you really want? The universe is saying yes. The universe always says yes to your request, to your desire. God wants the best for you. Listen and be led from the inside out. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. See you tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be well and make a difference in somebody's life, especially yours. Peace and blessings.
Yes. Amen.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.